Amun tamdila. Taji dele da tati, tu bada sabada gombe kere kongin kongdo bete, taye be simtin tamdila, penba jatim bo dupar kuti.
The very best of Taji dele to everyone this afternoon. And to that, I would like to add the wishing prayer that your knowledge coming from listening, your knowledge coming from reflection, and the knowledge coming through meditation may grow and develop further and further so that you can come to benefit limitless numbers of being.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Tava tungbe yiki gomba ore san de mi che ba cha mi gen gen devu te mi che ve tene tere
The view is original wisdom which is empty. Meditation is clear light free of fixation. Conduct is continual flow without attachment, and fruition is nakedness stripped of every stain. That is our subject for today.
Gomba kafa kande se gongo. Oe sa che ngantun, zemba mepa, mekwa mepa, kufa mepa rang o tajo. Cheba chami jenji, cheba kanla yin denbari zemba mepa, chakwa mepa. Mala ngu cheba kando. Devu temi chewe, devu kare, tava tongbo yinki te. Lohor je, tandaan tato kruta ji, yishi imbasana, lohor je temi kutan tarwa.
In saying the view is original wisdom which is empty, that's referring to seeing a genuine reality, being able to view or catch sight of genuine reality. And what would that look like? What does genuine reality look like? It is that which is empty in the sense of being empty of all stains. It is that which is empty of any imperfection. That is genuine reality. How do you meditate on that? You do so by resting right within clear light, without any fixation, without reference points, without clinging. The result of that, in terms of one's behavior, is called conduct. The conduct that you perform, having meditated like that, is described as being free of all attachment. That is to say, it is a conduct where one is free of taking anything as being truly existent. And the final fruition of all of those, of the view, meditation, and conduct, the final fruition of all of it is clear light, which is free of the superficial stains. It is free of all of the fleeting, passing stains. So it is called nakedness, which is not clothed in any stain or any imperfection.
Tavatumbi hite kitatum chungur sumjanan kolo sumba gumba. Te jumsinde kolo sumba kato sendin ne lo ranginje wutawate wutaware ranginje wutawate sendin ne lo te sanje deki nimbo sanje nimbo keba. Tene deki nimbo ranginje wutawate yang yeki yangre. Ramzong yikin re. Ti sena, jimsin ti sena, tava tungba yikin yin. 전단 탈도바 동부이 길이 동부이 예인 세계대 태동만 다와 동부이 길이 다와 동부이 길이 태동만 된다고 생각합니다.
This view is expressed here in terms of the third turning of the wheel of Dharma. If you want to locate it in terms of the Dharma chakras, the three turnings of the wheel of Dharma, it is the third and final turning, which expresses the view in the way that it is expressed here, namely as being wisdom which is empty. And what this is referring to, when one has this, when one has the teachings of the third turning of the wheel of Dharma as the springboard here, is that the abiding nature is clear light by nature. One's basic being is clear light in its very nature. That's what the third turning of the wheel of Dharma teaches. And that means that our natural state is the Buddha nature. The very nature of our mind is the same nature as the one who passed into bliss, the Buddha. And this Buddha nature is a type of knowledge referred to as primordial knowledge. This is the word that's usually translated in English as original wisdom, primordial knowing. And this knowledge, this ever-present knowing, is referred to as Rongjung Yeshe, which means self-arising original wisdom, or automatically present original wisdom. And this is the wisdom which comprises genuine reality understood in its ultimate sense. To catch sight of this, in other words, to have the view of this, means that you have complete certainty in it. In other words, that there is not a shred of doubt in your mind that this is the ultimate nature of your mind. To express this in a logical format or syllogism, it would read, the given ultimate genuine reality as the subject. It is original wisdom which is empty, because it is the Buddha nature, it is the very nature of our mind, which is the same in essence as the nature of he who passed into bliss, the Sugata. And the reason for this, the reason why it is that it is an original wisdom which is empty. And another way of saying that is it is self-present wisdom.
Then same general was at the king in Boa Ranzonga yiki tale Yeta Kado Nato by Kawa Logan Colon de Yendo kado na to ba ikagari. Kado kheba tama yinba, yang gatong ga dayan ikagari. Lo nila kokundo, kokundo, kokundo kato dhando. Kado na to ba ta, gatong ga dada, tepe ya pare samay. Kong kolong konen dogri, yang yowa yang dogri. Nilolo yowa mingyang, kunso to yowa dungri. Kato na to dungri.
The expressive power of our basic nature, the clear light, the energy of self-present wisdom produces produces experience of forms which are like the light rays that you see in this spinning wheel of light. And as the wheel spins, it also produces a sound. And that sound is sound and emptiness. So you have this incredible thing of the basic nature being completely free of any movement and yet relatively movement is experienced. It is completely free. The basic nature is completely free of any sound, and yet on a relative level, in terms of relative experience, one experiences sound, even though the very nature of that experience is beyond sound, and even though the very nature of the visual experience is, and the experience of movement is free of movement.
Tene tan durab nela kado na to ba te so mang mang do ge kado ta so mang mang yar yar do mang do mang do mang do mang do do ge yar yar do
kado
ga kol kande ya po.
In this 21st century, you can find more and more of these kind of color wheels. You find all kinds of color wheels that spin like this and produce all kinds of color patterns. And it's just like that with our life. The appearances that we experience during our lifetimes are the expressive power of the basic nature of our mind. And in order for the wheel to spin and the colored lights to be produced, you have to push the button. But this other one over here is better because it both produces the lights and spins around and everything without having to push the button. This is another good one. It makes a really good sound. And it provides us with many illustrations of the fact that the very nature of our mind is clear light. And it's because the very nature of our mind is light that when we look with our eyes, we can see light.
And
Milarepa expressed this in another song in the words where he said, bright appearance, bright emptiness, and wisdom bright are like the blazing sun when it's shining in a cloud-free sky. And when we meditate, it is possible for us in the future to come to the transformation of a consciousness to wisdom, where one will be able to see everything as being clear light, or being like rainbows, and that's referred to as a pure realm.
Samsung control sana. Megatala memba wandao marbo dungri yang kanmando wandao tene kato kanmando wandao kanma yang dungri tene kondo chenme sen todan sem todan che sem toda cha na tene to tonzo ke wo dungri ke sena chera tulo tene chong kondo chenma me yang barke make it any member of the karma tongue control chamber.
If you experience a burst of very powerful anger, it can be as if you're seeing red, as if you're actually seeing red with your eyes, or the anger can be so powerful that you see stars. And that happens because the mind goes into a non-conceptual state and sees empty forms, which one experiences visually as being burning fire or flashing stars. Sometimes warriors will experience this hallucination of fire. They get in a very intense state where they see fire with their eyes. And even though there's no fire present, they see it. And they have no fear. They experience a totally fearless state where even if they were to die, it would not produce any fear. They have no fear of the possibility of dying. And that's a sign that they have gone into a non-conceptual state where they are experiencing this luminous aspect of mind, which they're seeing in the form of fire and experiencing as a totally fearless state, which cannot be shaken even if they were to die.
And then,
That's okay.
Yeah. Then. So, yeah. Charan ke tong tong tong. Ah, yeah. Yeah, charan ke tong.
And you should look at the reflection of your form over there in the television set.
Oh yeah.
And that's a sign that the basic nature of your mind is clear light.
So you
should look at that. Bright appearance, bright emptiness, and wisdom bright. I like the blazing sun when it's shining in a cloud-free sky. Bright appearance, bright emptiness, and wisdom bright. I like the blazing sun when it's shining in a cloud-free sky. Bright appearance, bright emptiness, and wisdom bright. I like the blazing sun when it's shining in a cloud-free sky. This 21st century is a time when we can play a lot of games using light. There's a lot of toys that use light. The television is also a clear light toy.
Yang was it the young? Was it the young? Was it the young? To some yambany give us a jetsim and say chogando. Choto take me, don't need there. They need two chill at the chogando. Rabba mambo. They main cursor. And that's all you are. They main cursor.
Menu.
No menu. Menu or whatever. Call you that, take it to the main game that you know. There are menu. Don't get it.
You're talking about how you can see how light toys like movies are an example of equality because the three times can appear in a movie in the same fashion. Like if you have a DVD. And you're at the main menu of the DVD, and sometimes it shows many scenes from the movie all happening at the same time. They all appear together on the screen at the same time. Now, I remember they asked me what that screen is called, and I just called it the menu. But he says that somebody else came in and told him a word he liked better. So if anybody has any better ideas for what he would call that manning extreme.
Tanda.
You can submit your, please submit your ideas by writing, and I can read them for Rinpoche. If anybody, anybody comes up with the right one, then the prize can be we can watch an animal movie together.
To do the illusory. Then I will tell you, what is it? It's a monster. See any lonely day, Tim Sayaman, what a case, then there was it. It's a monster.
CNN is another example of this because it can be seen in millions of TV sets all at the same time, illustrating this point of the equality of time. And we can also watch a clear light show. All you have to do is turn around and look. It's over there. It used to be that you could see your reflection in a mirror, but that wasn't as good as this because the reflection in the mirror wasn't talking, it wasn't producing any sounds, but the television picture can talk. That's a lot better. Now let's sing the song of ultimate view, Kur Kanga Om Sikshiti. We're just going to sing the verse that Rinpoche has cited, the first verse of the song. The view is a review of wisdom which is empty. Meditation clear, life free of fixation. Conduct continue for without attachment. Fruition is nakedness stripped of every state.
Do
Do you have any questions?
Yeah.
What questions do you have? You could talk to our sales manager. Kolo didra o kawatokire.
Akare.
Kolo didra o ki kawatok.
Dengala che kete so sokete so hakomas.
Someone gave this to me, and where they got it, I don't know.
De yabu kete koran koran kora jagare ya yenda la dogomare.
And this is a very good one because it revolves, but even though it's moving, it doesn't go off anywhere else.
<It stays there. laughs>
with other wheels, when they turn, they move to another place. But this wheel turns but stays in the same place. It's like the Buddha nature. And that's best. The one room she is holding there is saying is the best because it has a larger wheel of light and also a smaller wheel. It's an example of the clear light. It's an example of how all kind of various appearances manifest out of the clear light. And this other stationary revolving light wheel also produces sounds. But who gave it to me, I don't know. Any other questions?
Yeah.
So my question is related to something that we were talking about earlier, and I think that you. I don't know, I have an idea, and I think that you have touched on it in describing the techniques for meditation. But the question is, what's the connection between what's experienced when you watch thoughts dissolve or emotions dissolve, and the ultimate wisdom, which is described as being blissful and self-luminous.
Tene namdo sorva chik timdo timdo e kapsu tene te tang gomji gone semji ne lup ngoshe wa drelwa yore de drelwa yuna drelwa kare de
tene namdo Namdo ke sembe ne lo we sate kido Namdo ra panga tawa tawa chona Ne lo to wala ta nyeri nyeri do Namdo tam jenga na toda cha Toda cha na tene gom na tene sembe ne lo Jokpo to to kore
The connection is that and the connection between the dissolution of thoughts and the basic nature of mind is that your thoughts can, the course of thoughts can dissolve into finer ones, which can in turn dissolve into finer and finer thoughts until one finally gets into a completely non-conceptual state. And when that happens, if you meditate in the non-conceptual state, then you will quickly realize the clear light nature. But in the context of the teachings of the third turning of the wheel, when one meditates on the basic nature, one is instructed to do so for a long time, to continue with the meditation over a long time. And that's the best, because if you do so, then your realization of the clear light nature will be stable.
And
this meditation is also combined with study, and there are some students who study over a very long period of time, and that's very good, but there are also some students who have particularly sharp intelligence who only need to study for a short time in order to understand the same thing, and that's also very good. In the West, in America, the general situation is very good. It's a very powerful country. There are a lot of resources and possibilities, and it's possible to do studies here very
well.
I see. Did you hear that? In the Mahayana, one studies over a very long period of time, but it is possible to do in a shorter time, just like here in the States, there are examples, and I guess other places as well, there are examples of particularly bright students who are allowed to progress through the different levels of education more quickly. Like one 12-year-old boy who got a medical degree.
Tene tepa chenpi lola sancho samanta sambato juyembo sinjin jitun dokte kawa chepa la gabu yu.
In the Mahayana, the bodhisattvas and bodhisattvas study and train and practice for a very long time. They're very good at enduring hardship and they like hardship. They like hardship a lot. And they voluntarily take on all kinds of suffering as a kind of ascetical practice. Loma chik lo jata mambo inga. Loma kagare.
Ah.
Lo jata.
Lo elora anzenta kenerete so sanchu samba soka kawache ne lo jata mambo inga zubare. Katup zubare.
Lare.
Yeah.
There is a Buddhist spot in India called Elorado, eh? Elora, where there were bodhisattvas practicing and enduring hardships through many hundreds of years. They built caves in this area, which took them hundreds of years to complete. This story requires somebody who knows the story, somebody who was there. Then they know what's
talking about.
So Ari's going to translate for us, since he was on the pilgrimage and knows the a song that goes with the story.
Yeah. ilura yeta buddha adinta yeta buddha tabu yata mambuyo nindop tinte se mada sambalam de kato ge tata mambur jemba la jemba la jemba.
The caves at Lora and Jhamta and Kanheri in southern India. You get to them by flying to Aurangabad. These caves were dug out over hundreds of years by courageous bodhisattvas and bodhisattvis. They dug them straight out of the rock. What courage that took. It shows how courageous a bodhisattva is to endure difficulty.
Yeah. Taking San Josembe Zivita, Tumban Cola, never say you Tara la so taking Lano. They said San Josembe Zivita, they said Samba Seme Zivita. Yala Lata.
And there is proof that the giant caves of Ellora in India were dug out by bodhisattvas and bodhisattvas of the Mahayana. What's that proof, you might ask? Well, in those caves you'll find the eight great bodhisattvas and Tara and other Mahayana deities. That proves that these were dug by Mahayana practitioners.
Adinta re sama
adinta
tene elo raye takuk chembode Elo rai takuk chembo de takuk re la thokta mangbo yo. Uje takuk chembo la kawa bula la ko rang zong yo. Kawa tham te rang zong yo. Dole zubar. Kawa tham te rang zong dole zubar. Te Shudo Dukan Rubu Tanda Karato De Shula Dukan Dabi Tapuk Chung Mambo Yangmeyo.
The Ellora caves are amazing because they look like buildings. They have many levels and pillars and beams, but these all are natural. They just dug them right out of the rock. The lower level is a big retreat hall with pillars made of stone. Then one level up and the next level two are caves where you can do retreat.
Kanaraye. Kanaraye tapote ta mungo tavo kofaye tapuk de ti mambuyo tate mungo tavo ta mungo tavo kofaye tapuk de ti mambuyo jagar je loju la dena teki thora loda tambu de tele el andi maro kene rela
Superstar. Then there are the caves of Kanheri in the city of Mumbai. The rock thereon looks like a human head. It's covered with so many caves. And if you look at Indian history, this is what they say. It was the first university. It was a place where they studied Buddhist philosophy. That's how it is. It's actually in the Bombay city limits in a very big park. And all these places, Ellora, Ajanta, and Kanheri, these caves are all close to each other. You can visit them all on the same trip, and they are proof at how much courage bodhisattvas and bodhisattvas of the Mahayana have to endure difficulty, to do difficult things. And in the Mahayana, these difficult things are done for others' benefit, because the Mahayana teaches that more important than doing things for yourself is to do things for others.
Sancho Sambambamra Chudute, Tequa Timbuka, Dova Sepulogido, Timbamra Jute, Soju, Shini Sancho, Sambata Samaso Peva inside. Take up so Gadi Lamgamdo, Bamra Chud, Depjelan Zoma, Kalekabudo, Soju, Shini Sancho, Sambata Samaso Leva inside somebody.
What happened historically just before those caves were built? Was that the Mahayana teachings of the Buddha were collected. So these were teachings that the Buddha gave in different places at different times, and all of the bodhisattvas who received these teachings gathered in southern India at a mountain called Vimasambhava, means the stainless origin. And at this mountain, it is said that there were 1 million bodhisattvas who met to gather the teachings of the Mahayana. Now, it's probably the case that a lot of these, if not most of these bodhisattvas, came from the pure realms of the 10 directions. That's what it says. And it has to be like that because in those days there were not very many good roads. There weren't places for people to stay. So it can't be that all of these million were human. Probably only just one small percentage of them were human, and the rest of the bodhisattvas gathered from the pure realms, and then there were 1 million.
Jase Sancho Simba Samayi Nindu Tembo Lebar Hinduna.
If you want to know about if you want to know how big the courage that bodhisattvas and bodhisattvas have, just go down to southern India and take a look at these giant caves. The caves weren't there when the bodhisattvas got there. They dug them right out of the rock. So they are a sign of great courage that belongs to the Mahayana bodhisattvas and bodhisattvas.
Yeah, that's a bakarno.
Now what questions do you have?
rūpa tarvā. Yeah.
Rinpoche, I hope this question is appropriate for the setting, but my usual understanding of references to clear light have to do with cognition. And I'm wondering if you could say something about the relationship to clear light as you're referencing it tonight, literal light, and clear light as cognition.
Zuktona tini te namshiji sale te dang usaji dreva kare
namdog ne lo wesari wesa te sale namdo char te ser wesa dang namdo da wesa ni tendang kunzob je
So clear light is clear light is the very nature of the thought. So here Rinpoche is explaining cognition as being thought. And clear light is the very nature of the thought. The thoughts arise as the expressive power of clear light. The relation between clear light and thought is that clear light is genuine reality, thought is apparent reality. So then Rinpoche is asking me to sing this.
Yeah.
Clear light is the very nature of thought. And the thoughts come as the power of clear light. Clear light is genuine reality, and the thoughts are apparent reality.
Sing a song together.
Let's sing it together.
Yeah.
Clear light is the very nature of thoughts. And the thoughts come from the power of clear light. Clear light is genuine reality. Thoughts are apparent reality. Clear light is the very nature of thoughts. And thoughts come from the power of clear light. Clear light is genuine reality, yeah. And the thoughts are apparent reality. Clear light is the very nature of thoughts, and the thoughts are the energy, yeah, of clear light. Clear light is genuine reality, and the thoughts are apparent reality.
Clear light is the very nature of thought, and the thoughts are the energy of clear light. Clear light is genuine reality, and the thoughts are apparent reality. Clear light is the very nature of thoughts, and the thoughts are the energy of clear light. Clear light is genuine reality, and the thoughts are apparent reality. Clear light is the very nature of thoughts, and the thoughts are the energy of clear light. Clear light is genuine reality, and the thoughts are apparent reality. Clear light is the very nature of thoughts, and thoughts are the energy of clear light. Clear light.
That was a great question, and the answer turned into a great dance.
Yeah.
Rinpoche, you said that bodhisattvas and bodhisattvis undertake hardship for the sake of others, and I have a sense that this happens in stages, but I wonder if you would say how you can do that if you're a beginning bodhisattva or bodhisattva and you're suffering yourself.
Shendun Drupache do Kawacheva Dangdalongwar Zevare. De la Rimpa Yusare Samgidu. Wrong Ledam Bopo Sangju Zimba Yena. Then he wrong La Dungna Chimpo Yore. Then he Shendun Drupe. Shendun Kanduzi Tukire.
De Lana Mayopas Lana Mayopa Ningi Timbo Yoba La the Ningi Timbo Yere Yendo Dabala Gawayo. Same Jeppe Sancho Sambate, Tengone Sancho Sambate. Tene Sancho Samba Tolamba, Yolamba, Tolamba, Tene Papa Sancho Sambai. Papa Sancho Sambala. Yendon the same change to Kazesena, then a Jova mapa, Shumba mapa, Donga mapa heber. They are Satambo one, Subjus and Jusambayer, Rabayer, Subjus and Jusambat, Jamba Yang, Genesitab, Pomoin, Ariataranda, Tendaway, Sanjimatepa, Tripa Mambutuntapa, same change to Don Sebala, Tripa Mambutuntapa, Tendaway.
One begins by giving rise to the bodhicitta, the resolve to attain Buddhahood in order to benefit others. And In doing so, one produces compassion. One has a feeling of great compassion for others. And it is this great compassion that is the actual bodhicitta. When you've given rise to that great compassion, then you have given rise to bodhicitta. You have generated it. And then you go through the path of accumulation, the path of application, path of vision, path of meditation, and come out on the path of perfect perfection. And in achieving the path of meditation, or the path of vision and meditation, from the first bodhisattva level up to the tenth, you are what is referred to as a noble being, a realized being, male or female. And there you are able to perform the benefit of others in a very vast way, which is tireless, free of difficulty for oneself. It is an effortless way of performing the benefit of others in a very vast way. And beings who, the noble beings on these levels, such as Chenrezig and Aryatara, the noble Tara, are able to perform the benefit of others by sending out many emanation forms, magical emanation forms, and they perform the benefit of others in that way.
Then Aryatara and Rawina Tambo Tamar Pepimide, then Kapate Mepimuni, Yapipumui, Hidawa Hisawajur, Tepa Tembo Sanjo, Jodo Semji, Sambetin in the Gong, Semji Patu Mepeton Zebar, then Zombe Dene, Tanda, Papasato Medene, Droba Nazoka, Droba Nazoka, Semji Jiton Zeba, Tendawa Monsati, Jumori, Tanda Yedam Rawajas.
If we look at Tara, she started out as an ordinary girl. And she lived in a previous kalpa and was where she was born as the daughter of a king. So she was the princess in her kingdom. And she...
Yeah.
And she meditated on loving-kindness and compassion and developed the bodhicitta and practiced diligently going through inconceivable training. She developed an inconceivable degree of love and compassion for others, which carried her to... through the different levels of direct realization, such that she was able to emanate many magical emanation forms which perform the benefit of others. And this is an incredible feat that she accomplished, and now she works for the benefit of others as a Yidam deity.
Then in Jekpa, Jetan, Jekpa Chodrogli, Choptopa, Jekpa Jekpa Jetan, Jekpa Chodrogsole, Choptopa, Tenda was someone, Chopa Lord Juyang.
And she is able to protect one from fear. There are eight types of fear that she can protect from. In a more expanded explanation of it, there are 16 types of fear that she can protect from. And the description of those is found in her life story.
Then Alexander
Alexandra does a dance where she portrays the noble Tara in the dance.
Tanda Dwema Lorjuta Gekwa Chodok Tutu Yomare Tuptap Dutu Tapure.
There's not time to perform the whole, the dance that illustrates the whole biography of Tara and the different kinds of fear that she protects from. There is time to do a brief portrayal of Tara's activity.
There's a whole dance that shows, that is a dance about Tara's life story and how she protects from the 16 kinds of fear, and this dance will be performed. We'll find a good time for it and we'll perform it. It's like that.
That's right.
Can you hear Sachi?
Sasum.
So we'll conclude with singing the verse from the song by Milarepa, Ultimate View, Meditation, Conduct, and Fruition. We'll sing it three times.
The view is the view is the which is meditation, clear life, free of vexation, conduct. Is nakedness stripped of every stain. The view is a radio wisdom which is empty. Meditation clear, life free of vexation. Conduct continue flow without attachment. Fruition is nakedness stripped of every stain. The view is a meditation clear, life free of vexation, conduct continue flow without attachment. Fruition is mindness stripped of every stain.
May all obtain omniscience, may it defeat the enemy wrongdoing from the stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness and death, from the ocean of samsara, may I free all beings. By the confidence of the golden sun of the great east, may the lotus garden of the Rigdon's wisdom bloom. May the dark ignorance of sentient beings be dispelled. May all beings enjoy profound brilliant glory.
Nendere nemo
delek, sendelek, nyeme koyong delek, nimsentate delek, kunjo sumye trashi shou.
Yeah.